Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 4th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2.5 cents, closing at 358.5. That's a new contract low close. We also made a new contract low at 356.5. November beans up 7 cents, 875.5. December wheat up 7.25 cents at 460.75. Interesting day in the grains. We were under pressure early as the corn was making new lows. And then we started to firm up. Whether the Chinese came in and bought the lows again in the beans, I don't know. But we started to rally. And then came the first tweet that somebody put in frost in the Dakotas for the 8th. That's 4 days away. And then again, I think on the 14th. So that spurred the market. Beans rallied 15 cents off their lows. Corn rallied 5-6 cents off its lows, actually traded 2 cents higher on the day at one point, and wheat rallied a dime off of those tweets. In addition, at the same time, President Trump came out and tweeted that China wants a deal, whatever the hell that means. But at any rate, the corn then made the highs, broke, closed back down on new contract lows. So not a very good close. That's the second day this month we've closed lower. If you've got a frost threat out there, you'd think we could have done a lot better. The beans held up. The wheat held up. That's a good sign, particularly in the wheat. Funds are still heavily short corn and beans. If these rumors didn't, you know, shake the funds in here, I'm not sure what's going to. But at any rate, we had an announcement at 8:45, very unlikely time, that Mexico bought about 450,000 metric tons of corn. Now, why the thing was delayed that late, I have no idea. But at any rate, it didn't seem to help the corn market once the news came out. We really didn't rally. We rallied on the Trump tweet and the tweet about the weather, and then we just gave up. We broke almost 6 cents off the highs to close back down. So not a sterling day here, certainly in the corn. Wasn't bad for the beans and wheat, but we had another estimate. Allendale came out a little bit lower in the corn and the beans than what the government is giving us. Didn't have much impact on the market. But I agree that yields are down and acres are down. And I think the final numbers are going to be even lower. But that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.